are Karen and Kids, and
we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children,
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Miranda.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey there, I'm Hannah.
Hi, I'm Abby.
Hey, I'm Sam.
Hey, I'm Luke, and here's Karen.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you all doing today?
Good.
Well, today we're going to talk about freedom. We've heard that word before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here are some definitions of freedom.
Release or rescue from being physically bound or from being confined, enslaved, captured, or imprisoned.
A country's right to rule itself without interference from or domination by another country or power.
The right to speak or act without restriction, interference, or fear.
The state of being unaffected by or not subject to something unpleasant or unwanted.
Citizenship of a town or city, together with special privileges, formally awarded to somebody as an honor.
We live in the United States of America, the land of the free. Do you guys like living in this country?
Yes.
Yeah. You're free to do what you want when you wake up in the morning. Maybe your parents tell you what to do, though, right? What rights do we have in this country that maybe some other countries might not have?
Well, we have a voice in the government. We can elect people to serve us, and we vote.
We can say what we believe.
Like the freedom to participate in, like, sports and, like, for girls, because, you know, usually in, like, or in some other countries, only boys can do it.
I think that's a great example, Hallie, of the freedom for women.
Yes, because women have their rights.
That's right. We have our rights, too. And in this country, women are allowed to hold office, and we don't have to wear those garbs over our faces so people can't see us. And that's a great example, Hallie. Anybody else?
Freedom to come and go.
Freedom of religion. In some countries, people are afraid to worship God.
I know someone who's gone to do missionary work in China, and they have to do it all in secret. And freedom of speech, you know, we can go out and say things in this country, and maybe people don't like what they hear, but everyone has a right to say it because that's their freedom of speech. Well, we live in a great country, don't we?
Yeah.
And take some time this week to really think about what it's like to live in this wonderful United States of America, the land of the free.
Yeah.
Let's look to God's word to see how Jesus gives us freedom.
You see, before God sent his son, Jesus, we all were prisoners of sin.
There was no hope for us to be acceptable to God.
But God sent Jesus to save us, to set us free from our sin.
Let's read from the book of Luke, chapter 4.
Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside.
He taught in their synagogues, and everyone praised him.
He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom.
And he stood up to read.
The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him.
Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written,
"The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor.
He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of the sight for the blind,
to release the oppressed,
to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor."
Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down.
The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him.
And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing."
You know what that means when you say the scripture is fulfilled, Miranda?
Is come true?
The scripture has come true. Jesus is the one that Isaiah was talking about. He was going to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight. We know that Jesus performed miracles and healed the blind, didn't he?
Yeah.
Today, Jesus said, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. I am the one who is going to do that. And we know that, right?
Yeah.
We know that Jesus takes away our sin, right?
Yes.
Well, let's go back to some of the definitions of freedoms, and let's think about it in terms of our faith's freedom, the freedom that Jesus gives us.
Release or rescue from being physically bound or from being confined, enslaved, captured, or imprisoned. Jesus frees us from our sins.
The state of being unaffected by or not subject to something unpleasant or unwanted. We are not bound by this world and earthly pressures. We know what is really important. Heavenly things.
Citizenship of a town or city, together with special privileges formally awarded to somebody as an honor. Our citizenship is in heaven. Jesus has prepared a place for us.
Now this freedom in Christ is the best freedom of all.
1 Peter 2:16 says, "Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God."
With our freedom comes a responsibility to love and serve God.
Ephesians 3 verse 12 says, "In him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence."
So what are some of your thoughts after you think about all that we've talked about today?
We are really blessed to live in this country.
We sure are. It's a wonderful place to live, isn't it? We not only have the freedom of the United States of America, but we also have the freedom of who?
Jesus.
I will love you.
I will love you.
With all my heart.
With all my heart.
And I will serve you.
I will serve you.
With all my strength.
With all my strength.
I will trust you.
I will trust you.
With all my mind.
With all my mind.
For you are my God.
With all my mind,
for you are my God.
Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for giving us real freedom.
Freedom from our sins.
Freedom from worry.
Freedom from the pressure of this world.
You will never fail us.
Your love is amazing.
We will serve you and tell others about you, Jesus.
In your holy name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We would love to hear from you. Send us a postcard or letter
to Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Thanks so much to our friends who have written to us.
It's great to find out all about you.
If you'd like to contact us by email, here's our email address, karen@karenandkids.com. Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Hey, we have time for one more song. It's a marching song, so get up and march and shout the good news of Jesus.
And remember,
Jesus is our Savior.
In Him and through faith in Him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.